Sunday morning, 1-2-22. This is the Prophet's Corner Uncut. The title is Put Your Words to Work for You. Have you noticed that mankind has something to say about everything? He can hardly keep his mouth shut. But that's the way God made us. I made mankind this way. I am like this. I said it in my word from the very beginning, that I made mankind in my likeness and image. I intended for every man to act just like I act. I looked at the darkness, but didn't speak darkness, but I spoke light, being light was. I wanted for man to call it the way they wanted it. There's no one to blame but the man himself. He is receiving based on what he is saying. Sadly, look around you everywhere. What do you see? The result of the words that men have spoken. What they have decreed. Faith and fear work the same way, whether realized or not. It is a law set in motion. Only a fool would shoot himself in the foot. But you say they are doing it constantly on a daily basis until the earth has gotten to the place that it can no longer survive in the direction it is going. This is why I must step in, or no one would survive. Is there hope in this situation? Yes, I am the hope of this nation. Just as I have delivered many times before, I will be the deliverer for this day and hour. Never forget who's really in control. Man must renew their minds to my word and my ways. I want them to know that I am for them and not against them, and I only have their good in mind. They must realize the way things work in the kingdom. I am not withholding anything. But it takes me years to be able to trust someone with my power. Now listen to this very carefully. Unless they get their mouths under control, they will hurt more than they will ever help. The words of men have nearly destroyed the world again. My glory and my honor will only be given to a few. These are the ones that I have proven, and I can trust them to use it for my will and not their own. James, under my inspiration, wrote about the power of the tongue, how one spark could burn down a whole forest. And we're talking about men's words. You can no longer allow yourself a bad day, but you must constantly stay on top of the game. Moses got mad at the people and lost the promised land. Leadership is a new level of responsibility, and much more is required. Higher thinking and disciplined speaking. This is why, after thousands of years, only a few in the Bible stand above the crowd. I'm going to read Hebrews 11 to you. It's always been a Gideon army. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous. God testified of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. By faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found, because God had translated him, for before his translation he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. By faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. Think about it. He was probably the first conspiracy theorist. Here he had 120 years to build this ark and get ready and prepare and tell the people. And they called him a kook. And if it's true, it hadn't rained, because there was no man to till the ground. That would even be more spectacular to think, rain, what's rain? By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for inheritance, obeyed and went out, not knowing whether he went. Now, Abraham, just think about it, 75 years old, left everything behind that he had known his whole life and followed God. By faith, he sojourned in a land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, which builder and maker is God. Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore sprang there even of one, in him as good as dead, as so many as the stars of the sky, and multitude as the sand, by which is the sand which is by the seashore innumerable. These all died in faith, not having received the promise, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. If somebody would take that scripture, in fact, I heard somebody say that, oh, we're not made for this place. Heaven is our home. And I'm going, I didn't say that in the Bible. That's to say that if you're absent from the Lord, I'm absent from your body, you're at home with the Lord, but the earth is given to man. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of the country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country, that is a heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. That's the new Jerusalem that's going to sit on the earth, y'all. For faith, by faith Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac. He that had received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said, that in Isaac shall thy seed be called. They were asked to do some hard things. To go against the grain, go against their families, and do things that they had no proof of, but they just were expected by faith to believe God and to do it. Accounting that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from whence also he received him in a figure. By faith Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. By faith Jacob, when he was a dying, blessed both the sons of Joseph and worshiped, leaning upon the top of his staff. By faith Joseph, when he died, made mention of the departing of the children of Israel and gave commandments concerning his bones. See, even before when he died at 110, it was several hundred years later, but by faith he spoke it. By faith Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents, because they saw he was a proper child, and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. By faith Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt. For he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Through faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them. By faith they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, which the Egyptians, as saying to do, were drowned. By faith the walls of Jericho fell down, after they were compassed about 7 days. By faith the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not, when she had received the spies with peace. And what shall I more say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon, of Barak, and of Samson, of Jephthah, of David, and Samuel, and of the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead, raised to life again, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others had trial of cruel mockings and scourgings, yea, moreover, bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, were tempted, were slain with the sword, they wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts, and in mountains, and in dens, and caves of the earth. And these all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise. God having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. So it's a wonder that there's just a handful that God recognizes in the Word that used their faith, stood above the crowd. All right, about the power of the tongue, how one spark could burn down a whole forest. You can no longer, reading this over again, you can no longer allow yourself a bad day. But you must constantly stay on top of the game. Moses got mad at the people and lost the promised land. Leadership is a new level of responsibility, and much more is required. Higher thinking and disciplined speaking. This is why, after thousands of years, only a few in the Bible stand above the crowd. They all did it by faith. They had to look past their circumstances in which they found themselves and speak my plans. So choose your words wisely, for they release power to create evil or good. Here's a little psalm. We are speaking spirits. This is how we roll. Consider our words and aim them at the goal. With aim and purpose, by God's command, this is how we recover our land. Words are powerful. They build or tear down. But to the overcomer, it will receive the crown. I'll just put this other on the end of this. I want to read something to you. I think it might help you. This is a book called Prayer Shield by C. Peter Wagner. This is just part of the introduction. The book is How to Intercede for Pastors and Church Leaders. This is him speaking. It says, I have no doubt at all that I'm high on Satan's hit list of enemies who are combating his realm of darkness. I know that he would like to bring me down. I know that powerful demonic forces have been assigned to me and unleashed to terrorize me physically, materially, emotionally, socially, and spiritually. Now, he's an apostle. Yes, I have been forced to confront some of these forces and deal with them directly from time to time. I do sense that these episodes of serious personal spiritual engagements have been relatively few and far between, at least in light of the rather startling testimonies of some of my peers. I feel that I've been very fortunate. I attribute this good fortune to two things. First, I've been a grateful recipient of God's favor and His grace. To God be all the glory. Second, I attribute my good fortune to the influence of my personal intercessors who open the gates of heaven so that God's grace can continually flow into my life and my ministry. I'm positive that I would not be here or be where I am now without them. After our immediate family, Doris and I regard our personal prayer partners as the closest relationships we have. I think so highly of them that I have their pictures pasted on the inside of the front cover of my Bible. Knowing that my prayer partners are on the front lines on my behalf, I sleep well. I go to bed around 10:30 p.m., spend a peaceful night, and awaken around 6:30 a.m. My intercessors, on the other hand, have told me of some of the nocturnal battles they have fought for me. Now, that means at night. I remember one conversation that I had a few years ago with Beth Alves, one of our personal intercessors. She greeted me by asking how I was, and I responded that I was very well, thanks to her. Beth got a playful look in her eyes and said, I know what you mean. You should see the spiritual black and blue marks I have all over me because of you. We both laughed, but each of us knew that what she had just said was very true. One of her assignments from God was to do spiritual warfare on my behalf. Because of Beth and my other prayer partners, it is very rare that the devil's attacks get through to me. That is why this book is titled Prayer Shield. I have felt at times that I am being beat to death. Last night was one of those times. Absolutely. I said, Lord, you said that you would send people alongside to help us. We need prayer shield. How much can one human take? That's, you know, you get to that point sometime. How much can one human take? But I want you to understand, because you pray for me, those slings and arrows come at you. I'd never seen it that way, but it just, that's why the man had nearly 30 intercessors on his team. And some of the other parts, it was, he talked about how some of them, they make it a day, 8 hours, just strictly praying for him. And whatever they're going to do, you know, that time that the plane crashed, there was an intercessor there that had been praying for them, that kept them from being harmed. See, we don't just obey God. We have to have prayer cover. So it's just something to think about.